lazy to register an account podcast. My name is Suzanne Arnold. Episode number 547 is here. Today's episode is titled, Picture Your Veil on Top. Read this and make it so. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. The decision to buy one of these veils really depends on how much you want to spice it up or soften the look of your wedding dress. To help you find the perfect one for your big day, we've put together a complete guide to the length of the wedding veil. The matron of honor should keep an eye on the veil at all times and ensure that it sits well before the ceremony begins. A long veil of cathedral or chapel length can look beautiful, but is not practical for outdoor weddings. And if it is a long dress, you can step on it, collect twigs and dirt and be the only thing that disturbs brides. The last thing you want to do is tame a gust of wind that lifts your longer veil before you say I. Something to keep in mind is to look at photos and really think about the logistics of the day and that the veil will be a great pain to take off and hold in your arms. To complement the details of your veil, you can choose from a variety of different colors, styles and colors for the top of the veil and wear it in different ways. If you don't want to wear a veil, you can try out a few different styles, fabrics and textures. A veil can be a cool accessory and change your entire look, but if you are a friend of tradition and a lover of all sentimental things, you can even wear it by someone who is worth something to you. Grandmothers and mothers have beautiful veils, lovingly wrapped in bridal fabric, just waiting to be rediscovered and loved by your sister or cousin, who is married and wears the veil you love. There is nothing like wearing something exquisite in the presence of someone you love, even if it is only for a few minutes. Even though a veil is not suitable for all brides, I love how it can enhance your bridal veil by framing your face and lengthening your silhouette. Here are some tips on how to style your veil on your wedding day. Having a mock-up of your bridal hair to go with is super important and it's one of the most important parts of the bridal look. You may need to lower the placement of your updo or add a crystal headband to complete the finished look. If you want to wear a veil on your big day, you should definitely bring it to your hair consultation. You can really forget how it all feels, so plan your fitting right before the finished hairstyle and plan it right after your wedding day. Once you have finished your look, your stylist will have to pin your veil on, as she would on the day of the wedding. When you try it together, avoid realizing that your veil is not long enough, covers too much back of your dress or covers too much back, or that the color is not good enough. Custom-made veils are always an option, and many bridal salons do this in the house, but it can also work to have it tailored to your look. Earlier this year, Tim hinted at the possibility of wearing a veil to the wedding. I brought my veil to the wedding to test a hairstyle and it fitted perfectly. I really wanted to wait until I had published the tutorial for making here in the blog until I had the chance to wear it to the makeup tutorial. Today I will talk about how to make your own birdcage veil, and the day has come and gone. Much of the historical context behind the veil feels irrelevant, as I buy a veil at every step of my life I live. I understand that the idea of physical beauty is less important than what is in it, and beauty is more than skin. As a married woman, I am aware of the statement I make in this act, but I forget how intimate the act of my husband feels, who puts a veil over my face while my relatives watch. It is important that my soon-to-be wife's face is hidden behind the veil, her beauty beyond the surface. An appropriate way to begin our marriage, a declaration of love and respect for the woman I am marrying, not just for her face. If you say, do it outside, make sure you bring a magnetic veil weight that can be found at Amazon or Craft, or you can even make your own. Your hairdresser should know that the veil should not be pinned down to hold it tight during the ceremony, as it is too heavy to remove before reception without messing up your entire hairstyle. Attach a sophisticated accessory to your veil to turn it up high enough to look as if windy weather is on the horizon. This is all for today, friends. My name is Suzanne and this was episode 547 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.